Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So about a week ago, I went to lunch with my buddy Eric. I haven't seen this guy in a good year and a half. So we just grabbed a bite to eat and caught up a little bit. And he was going off about the massive amounts of good luck that he's been having for about the past 6 months. And I was like, screw you, dude. He's been getting all sorts of free stuff. He's winning things. I jotted down some of the stuff that he's gotten. He got a free hot tub. Whoa. He had a friend of a friend who was moving out of state, had just bought this hot tub. It was about 4 months old, and they offered it up to him. He's like, yeah, I'll take it. It's a brand new hot tub. It was something like an $8,000 hot tub.
Wow.
His buddy was like, yeah, just take it. So we got that.
Just take it.
He's a fan of some podcast. I'm not going to mention a name since that's our competition, but they're having some sort of contest on there, and he won a $5,000 Apple gift card from said podcast.
Whoa.
I was like, you can go to hell.
Katie's pissed right now. She's like, new laptop, hello.
So he's like, yeah, I went basically on a $5,000 shopping spree at the Apple store.
Well, that gets you like two things, but still.
Screw that guy again. get this. We were talking at 7:30 today about puppies. He was given a purebred lab puppy because his coworker had a dog that had a surprise litter. They didn't know what to do with all these puppies. He kind of jokingly said, yeah, I wouldn't mind one. I'll take one of those, you know, thinking like a $1,000 puppy. The coworker gave him a puppy.
I love labs, too. They're so cute.
And then get this. On top of it all, about 2 weeks ago, wandered in to a gas station, bought a $5 scratcher, and won $250.
Oh my gosh.
I hate this guy. So it was like four big things, bang, 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 bang. And we got into this whole thing at lunch talking about, honestly, I'm kind of worried that something horrible is going to happen to me.
I mean, maybe.
Because he's had such a streak of good luck.
Yeah.
And excitement and fun. He's like, I'm driving slower. I chew slower because I don't want to choke and die on the floor, you know?
Well, when you have all that good luck, you need to pay it forward. You need to
give
good fortune to somebody else.
Absolutely.
Who's unexpecting. Yeah.
So here's what we're throwing out there this morning. We've already got a couple people on hold here. What did you win? Or what did you get for free that you kind of want to brag about? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you here in the studios with JKJ. I'm going to hop onto these lines since they've been holding for a minute. I got Mallory and Joe. Hi, Mallory.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're super dupes. So did you win something or get something for free?
I did, actually. From my favorite and best radio show a couple days ago, I won Elitch Garden tickets. My birthday is going to be coming up in 2 days, and it's the best birthday that I'm ever going to have, but I'm a little terrified because I've never been to a theme park before. So
you're going
to
love
that
it.
That sounds awesome. What radio show were you listening to? I got to start listening to them.
Definitely y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yay! Yeah. I was really nervous there for a second.
Yeah, right?
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, it was definitely y'all, and this is going to be the best birthday ever.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely going to be better than my fiance's surprise, but, you know.
He's always got next
year, right? That's so funny. Yeah. He can try next year.
Yeah.
And Mallory, you're a 4th of July baby, is that right?
Yes, yay! I am a 4th of July baby.
You get a free fireworks show every single year for your birthday.
Oh, yes. But I just wanted to call in and say thank you all so much for making the best birthday ever. And it's definitely free, so I have to go. So I'm just going to have to eat all I can and try not to puke.
There you go.
You'll have so much fun.
Words to live by on a daily basis, Mallory.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening, and congratulations again. Have a great
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mallory.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye, Mallory.
Bye, Mallory.
What a sweetheart. Speaking along those lines, some texts coming in. Becky said that she got free field seats for Metallica. She said a coworker gave them to me because they just didn't want to go. That's a solid score right there.
Oh, concert tickets every time.
Jenny says, I got free tickets to go see NSYNC from my history teacher. Back in the day, his daughter couldn't go, so he gifted them to me.
That's pretty cool.
Went by myself. Took pictures, but didn't get to meet the guys. That one's pretty good. Susie texted in. We're talking about the things you got for free or that you won. She says, I got a free cruise. My sister got sick and gave me and the hubs the tickets to go in her hub's place. 8K worth of fun for free.
Wow.
Dang. That's a nice sister. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What did you win or get for free?
Well, I got something for free, honestly. Kind of a little backstory is I've been driving this old beat-up 4Runner for a long time, and my dad bought a brand-new Ford Ranger for himself. He was driving a nice big F-150 extended cab, you know, kind of older guy, takes pristine care of his car. But he calls me up to help him connect his phone to his new Ford Ranger and spent a few hours up there helping him out, getting all the bells and whistles going. And then he sits down with me at the table, and he's like, hey, you know, here's the title for the F-150. And I was like, okay. He goes, well, aren't you going to sign it?
Oh,
so
love it.
He just slid the
title
over to me for the truck. Free of charge.
Dude. I love those stories, man. I love it.
Awesome.
And they just dangle the keys and like, here are you. It's all yours. Joe, that's a heartwarming story, buddy. And you got America's pickup.
Right.
I do.
That's right.
Yep, so I'm sitting there talking to you guys driving to work right now. So
well,
totally
we appreciate you having us on, Joe.
That's
you
awesome.
Have a great day, buddy. Thanks for sharing.
Take care. Have a good one.
Later, Gator.
That's so cool.
I have a good friend of mine who was going through some hard times, and she had a very wealthy friend that just said, hey, we're going car shopping one day. And she took her out and bought her a brand new Jeep.
A brand new
what?
Jeep?
We're just going car and it was brand new. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, off the lot?
Off the lot, my friends. She's like, we're going shopping.
What's her name and number?
I know, right?
That's
She's
crazy.
Single, right, Josh?
Yeah, right.
That is a funny backstory to that story that I'm not going to tell you.
Well, thanks.
Should I? Nah, I'm
you
not going
to. You don't have to. No, nah. I like she did a good deed.
We got a free car from Nick Nack's dad once. He had an F-250 that was actually quite new, and he was going to trade it in for something else, and I had kind of expressed interest in it. I really liked that truck, and we went over there one day, and he gave us the truck.
That is so
just
sweet.
Was
just
like randomly,
truck.
Like at dinner?
He's like, you guys can have the truck.
Did he
if
make
you want
a
it.
Big deal of it? Like, was there?
Nah,
like,
he's very
no?
chill. He's no? just like, yeah, you can have it.
So
he's
it
like,
just
can
like
have it.
Happened. There was no like.
Just happened.
You know, come outside
we like,
and look behind this curtain.
Like, we were fully prepared to like make an offer on the truck. We know yeah. you're getting rid of it, blah, blah, blah. He's like, nah, you guys can just have it.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
How long did you have it? Did you get some good use out of it and stuff?
Or? I traded it in with like a year.
Well, F-250 is big. That's a big truck.
It was a big truck, actually. Yeah. It was a good truck. But yeah. Yeah. He's loaded, though, so it was no big deal. It's fine. Katie, did you ever get anything for free?
You know, it's funny. When I first started out in radio, I kind of came upon some hard times where the car I was driving, it wouldn't go into gear. It would only go in reverse. Aww. And so, you know, I was having a hard time getting back and forth to work. In fact, my boss was letting me use the company vehicle for a second. And then my best friend and her soon-to-be husband, they were giving me rides one day, and we stopped at the gas station to fill up their car. And all of a sudden, they handed me a pair of keys. And
love that.
I know. And they were like, see that Camry right there? And aww. It was like next to us in the stall getting
gas. Yeah, you're
gas
like, ugh,
next
I
to
hate
us.
Those.
I know. And I was just like, I was like, I do see the Camry. And they're like, yeah, it's yours. And I was like, shut your face.
Katie.
Like, shut up. Shut up right now. And they actually gave me a Camry. And to this day, still some of my very best friends. Shout out to Kathy and JJ. Because they've done that my whole life, our whole friendship together. They've always kind of gifted me things that, you know, they're just that kind of people, right? They want to spread joy
very
and
benevolent,
love
benevolent, good
into
people.
The world. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, and I've just been so lucky to be on the receiving end of that quite a few times.
Oh,
and,
I love those stories.
Yeah, they're just such good people. And yeah, they definitely made a difference in my world. So yeah,
that's
I try
so
and pay it forward because of that.
As you should. Yeah. So this morning we're talking the things you've won, the things you've gotten for free. 303-691-1649. A few texts coming in. Charisse says, I won $2,500 worth of free clothes from a shopping spree in the 90s.
Wow.
Hey, all right. Wonder where she went. Like Gap, probably.
I know, right? Hot Topic.
Allison. No, Candace says, I won tickets. Two tickets to Hamilton in Vegas. Epic freebie, she said. That one's pretty good. Carol says, I won a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle and a case of Splurge soda. Surge, probably.
Surge.
She put splurge. Won it from a radio station like 100 years ago. So when was Surge out? In the 90s? That must have been a 90s win. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. What'd you win or get for free?
I just won 2 tickets to see Mumford & Sons at Red Rocks.
There you go.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel good to win things?
Yes. I manifested this because I couldn't get pre-sale tickets, and then general tickets were too expensive, so I told my best friend and my husband, I'm just going to have to try to win them on the radio.
It's such a good feeling.
And it happened.
That's crazy. That is manifestation right there.
How did you manifest it? Like, do you have a vision board or something?
I just kind of spoke it into being.
Yeah. You just put it into the universe, right? Yep.
Hold on. Let me try manifesting. I wish that kid would be quiet. I wish that kid would be
Stop
quiet.
Stop it.
I wish that kid.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Please
I'm manifesting.
Make that happen.
Megan, I'm manifesting. Make that kid be quiet.
I would love for that to happen. He's about to go to daycare. He's been whining all morning.
Yeah, get him out of the car.
You guys are my sanity right now.
Let that kid be somebody else's problem for the rest of the day. Megan, congratulations on the win. Thank you for calling this morning. Have a good one.
Thanks,
see you later. The only other thing I can think of that I won is the most ridiculous thing ever. Katie, look up real quick when The Lion King came out, the original cartoon.
It had to be like 94.
94, right? 95?
Look up real quick. Because that's
94.
94. Right. Okay, so back in 94, King Soopers had a raffle at one of their grocery stores with a giant jar of jelly beans.
Shut up. You have a jelly bean story?
I have a jelly bean story. You have a jelly bean story?
You tell yours first.
No, you tell yours first.
Can I? Okay. So it was like kindergarten, and my kindergarten teacher brought in a jar of jelly beans and was like, we're going to have everybody guess how many jelly beans are in this jar. Whoever comes closest gets to take the most all the jelly beans they want out of the jar. And so what I did is I took the number of jelly beans vertical times the amount horizontal.
Brilliant.
And that's the number I came up with. In kindergarten, I thought of this.
Not too
I thought
shabby.
I was genius. But I won. I won the contest, and I took one jelly bean because I don't like jelly beans.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. I only took, and then everyone in the class was like, And then my teacher was like, do you want some chocolate or something? I was like, yes. Yeah. So then she gave me a chocolate bar instead because I didn't like jelly beans. And I only took one jelly bean. But that's my jelly bean story. What's yours?
Mine's better, but you're going to have to wait. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
We're super dupes, Jordan. So what did you win? What did you get for free?
I won a $2,500 stay to the Chamonix Casino in Cripple Creek, and it was amazing.
Amazing!
Woo! I love Cripple Creek.
Yes, very nice. Did you win any money while you were up there?
No, you know, we're not gambling people, so we didn't even try. We just enjoyed the hotel suite because it was huge.
What'd you do in there?
Nothing. We slept. We
mm-hmm.
It's a fancy place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my husband actually ended up having a medical emergency the last night we were there. So, yeah, we literally just relaxed.
Well, that is a total strange end to this story.
That is a parent answer, though.
I know.
I'm sorry.
A little unluckiness to the lucky part.
I know. We won this $2,500 stay, and then there was a medical emergency. Is he doing all right now?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Good.
All right, good. All right, Jordan, thank
you
for the story.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah. You have a great 4th. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye now. Somebody wrote in and said Kings or Albertsons, Jeremy. No, it was King Soopers. So back in 94, rolled into King Soopers. I can still see the setup now. It was a big old table there at the pharmacy at King Soopers and the big old jar of jelly beans. And I took a crack at it, and I guessed how many jelly beans were in there.
Okay, same thing then.
Same
premise.
Thing. I don't remember what the number was. Let's say 40,000 jelly beans. Who knows? And about a week later, we got a call from King Soopers that said, oh, my God, you won the jelly bean contest. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, what did I win? And I won a life-size stuffed Simba lion. And when I say life-size, it was the size of a real lion.
Seriously?
It was Simba from Disney, and I won it. Probably a $5,000 value if you saw something like that in the Disney store.
Absolutely.
How crazy is that?
How long did you have it?
Oh, my God. I bet you my mom still has it up in the
rafters.
Really? Oh, how ridiculous is that?
You've got to bring that down.
Yeah. So what was I, 14, 15? Exactly what a 15-year-old boy would have wanted.
I thought you were like
is
seven.
Is a life-size Simba stuffed animal. No, I wasn't seven. I think I was 15 years old, and I couldn't give it back. They made me take it.
That is so funny.
So ridiculous.